This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Economic Policy Institute says that last year, chief executives of the largest 350 companies in the U.S. were paid on average 300 times as much as the average worker. According to a 2017 study that analyzed Yahoo data from 2015, approximately 100,000 producers on Tumblr generated sexually explicit content and 30 million people engaged with it. Across the African continent, charcoal is a $40 billion a year industry, one dominated by criminal gangs that raid public forests and employ child labor. Thousands of Central American migrants are applying for jobs in a low-wage maquila manufacturing area around Tijuana. 3,500 Haitians are now working in the area who were rebuffed in a 2016 and 2017 migrant experience when refused entry by the U.S. McKinsey & Company, the controversial business consultancy, was upbraided by the Justice Department, which asked a federal judge to withhold payments to the company advising a bankrupt coal company because its disclosure of conflict of interest payments were contrary to the law. A law passed this year in Iceland mandates that companies and government agencies prove that they are paying men and women equally. Ecuador is saying that they have an agreement with the British that it would not extradite Julian Assange of WikiLeaks to face the death penalty abroad, and that he should now make the decision to leave their embassy in London. Luxembourg is saying that it will offer free mass transit in 2020 to relieve traffic jams in its small country. The largest local union, the Musicians Union, located in New York City, saw a leadership upset over complaints about pension security and the failure to organize new members and adapt to the changing workplace for musicians. More than 760,000 cases are pending in American immigration courts, according to Syracuse University. More than 20 million homes in the U.S., of 22% of those with Wi-Fi, use voice assistants and smart speakers. According to the Center for the Study of Global Christianity, there are an estimated 440,000 Christian missionaries working abroad in 2018. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.